This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch into the third hour with you in the Keene, New Hampshire, LRN.FM studios, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We have talked quite a bit so far tonight about Steam, which is a cryptocurrency plus a social media blogging platform. It's currently, and it's shot up to the number three most valued currency in the cryptocurrency in the globe right now. So it's an incredible short-term success story. Will it continue to have success, or will it all fall within?
I give it 2 years.
Fall in upon itself. And, you know, does it turn out that it's scamming people somehow? We don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic about it. Daryl, not optimistic at all.
Not optimistic. I give it 2 years.
Melanie, what are your thoughts, having really only just learned about it tonight?
Right, yeah. I don't think the currency part of it is going to go anywhere, and I think it's a really terrible... I don't necessarily think it's a scam, although not knowing a lot about it, but and I think that... social network aspect of it is just a horrible way to set up a social network site.
I'm not going to say that it's a scam, but the way it's being promoted, it's being, I would dare say, deceptively promoted.
Okay, in what way?
Well, most of the posts that I'm seeing about it are people saying, I made, you know, this huge amount of money by posting on this social network. Mm-hmm. You can, too.
Well, right, sure. But the only people I've seen post that were Larkin Rose and Jeff Berwick, who were already famous. If you're already famous and bring your followers, yeah, you can make $10,000 on the network you already built up. If I tried to do that, I'd probably make, like, 15 cents. I mean... people, if you look at a famous person who says, I'm famous and I got 1 million likes on Facebook, and you think, therefore, you can get 1 million likes on Facebook,
because
well,
they
really
say
stupid.
You can too. After they say, I did X, you can
well, right,
too,
but did,
they are
did,
deceptively saying.
Did Steemit say that, or did Larkin Rose and Jeff Berwick say that?
These are people that are promoting, come to Steemit.
I don't know.
I made money, you can too.
Okay, I don't know if either one of those men made the statement.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think
posts
that they
from
did,
either
but,
one of those, but I
okay.
have seen other people.
Yes.
And I guess I should clarify that. I did not see either of them tell other people that other people could make that kind of money, but. I don't think Steemit is saying that either.
In fact, Jeff Berwick's post today specifically talks about how the reason why he was able to have a successful first post is because he's built up a reputation over
right.
20 years of blogging. But that said, there is the possibility that someone could start out anew without having the same kind of influence of a Jeff Berwick and really just post an interesting post. There are a bunch of them on there. If you go to steemit.com, there are a bunch of posts from people that I've never heard of before that have had, you know, hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars worth of upvotes.
Right, and there are people that I've never heard of before that have tens of millions of views on YouTube videos.
Sure, I get where you're coming from.
I don't think that even if Steemit is saying, hey, you can make money, here's a famous guy who made $1 million, I don't think that that's, it might be
that's
a ridiculous
deceptive
statement,
marketing.
But I don't think that's deceptive. I do think that they, I'm almost inclined to say that they're necessarily being deceptive because the system is overly complicated. It's more complicated than it has to be what it is, and therefore that makes me automatically suspicious of it. But saying, hey, a famous guy made money is not deceptive. That doesn't strike me as deceptive.
We were just actually, Daryl and I were debating during the news break whether or not this is multi-level marketing, and I'm saying it's not. I've actually been involved in multi-level marketing in the past. I am embarrassed about that to some extent, but I was. And this doesn't have a level recruiting. You don't recruit. There's not even a direct recruitment.
Right.
That's what
it
I was saying.
It doesn't have a recruitment bonus.
I didn't mean to say just bonus, but there's no recruitment anything. You don't even have the ability to do referrals with this at all. So
you have the ability to post on Facebook.
That.
I'm on Steemit.
Yes, but
join
you cannot
Steemit.
Right, but you cannot.
That's recruiting.
No, Daryl, You don't have the ability for...
I think that it's less explicit. I think that whereas in a traditional MLM scheme, and I'm not saying that this is what that is, they're saying, hey, I will pay you X dollars for your recruits, whereas here, there's kind of, because of how people operate, there's this kind of, like, I mean, you see it on Twitter, like, people feel semi-obligated to refollow the followers who are followers of, like, equal status, I guess. And so there's that kind of built in, where if you're liking, you're, especially if they know they're getting something out of it, people feel, I think, kind of obligated. So it's, they don't even have to say it explicitly anymore, just because how people operate, I think that's going
to
happen.
Like, if there was a way to sign up underneath Randy Clemens, I would have done that, because he was the one who turned me on to it.
Exactly.
But there is no way to sign up underneath another person, and therefore it's not multi-level marketing.
What about that,
it's
following?
Not traditional multi-level marketing, but there still are levels.
There are levels just like any other...
Well, I mean,
just like a lot of websites
on
have
the
levels.
Planet
that,
has levels that right. doesn't make an MLM.
It doesn't make an MLM, Daryl. I'm sorry, you're wrong about that point.
There are only ever going to be, based on the white paper, there are only ever going to be 46 people that reach the level of legend. Those 46 people control 64.5% of the stake of Steam.
That's very unnerving, but again, it doesn't make it multi-level marketing by definition. Let's go to Brian Sovereign. He is the host of Sovereign Tech.
Give me some backup, Brian.
Who just recently apparently posted an update or an episode where you are tearing into Steam. You call it a steaming pile or something like that. Go ahead, Brian.
it's great to be on. You guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes. All right. Brian, just remember that this is on broadcast radio.
Yeah, I got to get used to that.
He's a former
co-host. I've been at Yale for a good 2 years.
Right.
And,
that's easier to get used to than I thought it would be.
There you go. Daryl, I don't know about the multi-level marketing thing. I'm not going to get into that. But I think, Daryl, you were starting to hit on really where my initial problem with a lot of this came from, was deceptive marketing. I think that is a genuine thing that is happening because, you know, first of all, I mean, there's so many things we could talk about with this. This is incredibly complex. That in of itself is a problem, actually, the fact that it's so complex. I mean, I'm reminded of the old saying, you know, the more you overthink the plumbing, the easier it is to stop up the drain. And I really, like, you know, if people can't, and complexity also creates a problem with scalability, as in, if this is meant, I mean, who exactly is Steam it meant for? Is this meant for everybody, for the whole world to get on? Is it truly that Facebook replacement and all of this? If that's so, the complexity and all the questions that we're bringing up here that should have been very easily answered, and a lot of the great points that everybody's already brought up, the great concerns, I think that shows there's going to be serious scalability problems because this is a very complex thing and there's points of it that just don't make any sense.
And based on what I'm seeing on this weird chart that they have, it looks like they only have the ability to have 47,424 accounts.
There's got
to
be something wrong with that, Daryl. That just doesn't, I mean, that...
Then why would they put this chart in
their
white
paper? I don't know. There must be some, I haven't read it, so I don't know. I'm not looking at it, but that just doesn't make any sense. Why would they limit the platform to that many accounts? And I don't know how you would find out how many accounts they currently have.
If they're planning an exit scam?
Well, I mean, you know, that raises kind of problem one, really, with any blockchain technology is the fact that they're really not immutable records. The developers are effectively gods, and they can change history whenever they want to. They could change, like, say that was a hard limit of users. They can change that whenever they want. Of course, they could also go the opposite direction, too. And, of course, they could also say, kind of like what happened with Ethereum recently, where there was a hard fork. Which means that, you know, effectively it's all new software that everybody had to run to, you know, to stop some kind of, you know, perceived theft, though it wasn't a theft. They worked within the you know, how the system was set up. But millions of dollars was taken and effectively the Ethereum developer said, well, you know, that sucks that happened. So we're just going to rewrite the code and make it so that, you know, that didn't happen at all. And
well, now, wait a minute.
That's not a good thing.
Was it the developers who said that or the miners who also voted for it? It's my understanding you can't hard fork unless there's enough people in the system kind of voting for it.
It takes a little more than that, but you effectively have, you really have a civil war going on, I think.
Right. Well, it's split. When the hard fork happened, it created actually two Ethereums, and now there's Ethereum Classic. So the nice thing about this cryptocurrency world is if, one group of people doesn't like the way things are going, they can just do their own thing and create their own competitor. So it may be that, Steemit is a good idea, but it was poorly implemented and somebody comes up with a better variant on it. Or maybe it's all doomed to failure. I don't know. But Brian, you're going to stick with us and talk more about it here, I presume?
Absolutely.
All right, Brian Sovereign is with us from Sovereign Tech. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
it up right now. If you've got questions for Brian Sovereign, he is the host of Sovereign Tech. We're going to get back with him here. He's been pretty critical of the new cryptocurrency social media blogging platform Steam, the website steamit.com, and we're going to get back into that here. But, you know, there's a lot of information we've been giving out here tonight. These are new concepts. Sometimes you just got to sleep on it. And if so, if you're going to be going to sleep, and at some point you will, I recommend the MyPillow. It does a great job of actually molding to fit the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position, which should be, as I understand it, straight and parallel to the floor. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor while you sleep. It's the best pillow that I've used. If you don't agree, if you get one at MyPillow.com using code FTL and you don't agree, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you really don't have anything to lose here except more sleep. MyPillow.com, code FTL. That gets you two pillows for the price of one, or you can get one at half off. MyPillow.com. You can also wash and dry this thing in your washer and dryer, which is, as I understand it, pretty unprecedented among pillows. MyPillow.com, code FTL. By the way, there's a 10-year warranty on the product. Daryl, you and I, we've been looking a little closer at this chart, and it's clear that it's not a hard limitation to me at this point, because you were looking at this chart of the accounts on the Steam system, and you said there's 46 legend accounts. I believe that was a snapshot in time, because right now there are more than 50,000 accounts, and you had thought that there was maybe a limitation to 47,000 accounts based on what you were looking
right,
at.
Right, and so, you know, maybe they have changed their white paper. I've heard that they have changed it a couple of times since they originally released it.
Well, it just doesn't make sense that they would have a hard limit on the amount of accounts, and they clearly have already broken through whatever that number was. So I think that maybe whatever you're looking at is actually an image that someone took from somewhere and then added some text around it. I don't see that, even that image, anywhere in the white paper, so I'm thinking there's probably some website that they went to and actually looked at a snapshot, because there's a statistics site that'll show you, you know, how much Steam there is, how many accounts there are at the any given moment. Anyway, Brian Sovereign's got some serious critiques about this system, and I wanted to bring him in here because we had Jeff Berwick on the front of the show and talked a lot about the idea of Steam, which is, again, this cryptocurrency mixed with a social blog platform. Brian, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I should start off by bringing up, I mean, there are a couple positives to this whole thing, and then I do want to get into the deceptive marketing, because I think that is a huge, huge issue. I mean, I do love the idea of Facebook alternatives. I love the idea of other, you know, social media sites and all this. I mean, in my opinion, there could be millions of those things. You know, I have no problem with that. I do like the fact, in fact, I know you mentioned it earlier, Ian, my show where I you know, critiqued, Steam or Steemit, got posted on Steemit.
Yeah.
And it's actually one of the most popular posts on there.
That's right.
Yeah. And so kudos to them for not censoring themselves. You know, I mean, as to where on other sites, if you're critical about the company that owns it, you could run into some trouble.
True.
So I'll give them that. I mean, you know, certainly I think that at that base level, all of that's a fine and wonderful thing. But then it does get into this deceptive marketing at first. I assume, just like any other real tech company, or like any other tech company, I'm not saying this is a good thing, but like any other tech company, their idea is growth. Like, that's the first thing you do to impress investors, is you try to get in as many users as you can. In fact, even before there's cash flow, you really want to get, you know, as many users as possible. And so I'm guessing they want everybody using this, not just libertarians or, you know, anarcho-capitalists or,
right,
or anything like that. So to do so, you need to do some marketing, and that, I understand that. But now here's the problem, is that, you know, a lot of the people that are, you know, pumping this, or at the very least, you know, touting it quite a bit, are, you know, some very respectable, some, you know, maybe otherwise, but, you know, people, libertarians or anarcho-capitalists, that are saying, hey, you know, here's Steemit, I made this much money on it, blah, 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 you know, and it'll be in the hundreds of dollars, or perhaps even in the thousands of dollars, and all this. And my initial problem with that, in fact, when I read that, I was like, wait a minute, something's not right here. First off, you know, based on some of the posts that it was done with, you know, for them to make the amount of money they made just didn't make any sense. Nobody gets paid that, even at the New York Times or Vanity Fair.
Too good to be true.
Yeah, it sounds way too good to be true. So everybody's, you know, BS meter, really, the glass should be breaking on that, I think, when you see that sort of thing. But the problem is that technically they did not make $700, $500, $10,000, whatever they happen to make, because – it's very explicit when you go to steam.io, the main website for the whole blockchain, the whole technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says that you get rewards. It doesn't say you get cash. Doesn't say you get Bitcoin. It says you get rewards. And so, like, right out of the gate, I think people are either intentionally or unintentionally lying in saying that they are making $700 or $15,000. No, they're not. And also, I mean, granted, how much of that money can you even access inside of 2 years? I mean, honestly, myself, you know, I don't count any money I have that I can't use until, you know, 2 years
until you have control of it. This was my critique initially of this, the system is, look, you didn't make $1,000 until you have access to that thousand.
Until you've converted it and you've gone through the whole process, all of which could be very complex.
Yeah, I'm going through that process right now because I do want to see what it's like. How hard is it to actually cash out from this system? And so when, like, well, I'm looking at your post right now, which you did not actually post, but as you said, one of your listeners, I believe, did post it, Freedom Engineer, over at Steemit.com, headline, The Steaming Pile of S Called Steemit by Brian Sovereign. It's currently up to $2,000. Now,
everybody loves me. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, haters. You know.
It's a representation of the perceived value of the post in the Steemit system. And no, you can't get all that money out in one fell swoop because they divvy it up. Half of it or something goes, or a portion of it goes to this Steem Power, which is, to me, one of the more kind of scammy feeling things about this, where they basically lock up a certain amount of that value, I think approximately half of it, in this Steem Power, which you can withdraw in theory, but it takes
two years.
And apparently they pay out a small amount of it every week over that two-year time frame. Then half of the money goes into Steem dollars, which you can convert into Steem currency and then exchange that for Bitcoin.
But Jeff not vice versa. So you can't convert Steem to Steem dollars.
Correct,
only
but you
Steem
can
dollars to Steem.
But you can convert Steem into Steem power because they do want you to invest into their system, which is the way that you would do that if you were going to. But anyway, go ahead, Brian. I was just kind of explaining that the dollar value is not actually cash outable all in one fell swoop. So there is
right.
that.
And how is the average person going to understand what you just said? I mean, or like, you know, what that process is, and like there's three different types.
It's confusing.
Of money.
There's a learning curve here for sure.
Right. I mean, and the other problem, too, is that a lot of these people that made that amount of money, like I said, I'm not saying necessarily anything against them. I'm just saying that these are people that, you know, a lot of libertarians, anarchists, you know, there's kind of a set movement. There's sort of a set ideological, you know, backing of, say, hundreds, perhaps thousands, of people that, you know, I really think these people are setting up an expectation. It may not be explicit, but implicit is still a thing. And it's something I think people, especially people that want to be great businessmen or economists, should pay attention to, is when things are implicit. I think there's the implicit notification that, well, look, I made this much on here. So can you, you know, and
now that's one thing that is similar to multi-level marketing. I want to, while the actual structure isn't multi-level in any way, shape, or form, there's not even direct recruitment here. That's one of the problems with multi-level marketing companies is because there's so many of these distributors of whatever the product is, Amway or, you know, you name it, they don't have the ability to really tell those people how to market things. There's certain rules they're supposed to follow, but if they don't follow those rules, it's hard for the company, the parent company, to really enforce it. More with Brian Sovereign and coming up here in moments.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Though, if you got a question for Brian Sovereign, from Sovereign Tech, he's on the line with us right now. It's kind of an unusual episode in that we actually have two guests. We very rarely have guests on at all on Free Talk Live, but we had Jeff Berwick on earlier tonight, the Dollar Vigilante, to talk about Steam, this new cryptocurrency slash social blogging platform that has hit the number three position of market caps, so most valuable, number three most valuable cryptocurrency in the world at the moment. It's worth talking about. People are debating this thing. There are some people who are saying it's a scam. Others are saying, you know, like me, I'm cautiously optimistic. Others are way super optimistic about it here. And so we're kind of trying to explore as much of it as we possibly can. So I wanted to bring Brian in here because he's a critic, and he's gone off on a recent episode of Sovereign Tech, his podcast, about this. We'll continue with him here in moments. And also want to let you know about the Liberty Radio Network's Audio On Demand Listen Line. You can tune into it via your phone at 641-793-9660. It means you can listen to Free Talk Live as well as close to a dozen shows from LRN.FM. whenever you want. So you dial up that number, 641-793-9660. You can, of course, listen to our live feed through that system, but there's also the ability to choose, like, you know, press number 2, and you get the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You press whichever number you want for your favorite shows from LRN.FM. Your favorite shows that originate live, so unfortunately the podcasted ones like Sovereign Tech or Peace, Love, Liberty Radio aren't available on demand through this system. But you can always go and get those through LRN.FM anytime you want. One of the other features of this audio on demand listen line is the feedback measure, which allows you to leave us a message, which we can play on the air. And we actually played a couple of those on Sunday night here on Free Talk Live this week. So if you hear us talking about something while you're listening, you want to respond to us, you can just hit 0 while you're listening to the show, and then you can leave us a message. It comes into our email box.
Let's go. The one you played Sunday, was it the one about voting?
We did. Okay. Yeah, we did do that one. We actually played a couple of them on Sunday. Let's go back to Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech. Go ahead, continuing with your critique. And then we actually have a call, I believe, on the topic, so we'll bring that in here in a moment. But, Brian, go ahead with your thoughts.
Sure, that's great. Happy to take calls. Yeah, I mean, you know, another problem with the perceived value, in my opinion, is that really, you know, I have a fairly popular podcast as far as podcasts go. And, I mean, why is it, you know, I've never made $2,000 on an episode before. And I kind of hit, you know, like this is in reference to the fact that my episode is now on Steemit itself.
Right.
And I'm kind of shocked. I mean, like, why not just, if my episode's worth $2,000, now granted, it's worth it because, you know, somebody did a response and said, oh no, actually Steemit's great. And that's fine. I respect that. But I mean, how is all these things suddenly worth Steemit, but then it was never worth dollars or Bitcoin before? I mean, I've never, you know, I mean, I make some degree of money off of my podcast, but nothing like that. It almost feels kind of insulting that, okay, well, if I put it on Steemit, my stuff's worth Steemit, but it's not worth, you know, what most people perceive to be real money, which is Bitcoin and USD. So I mean, that's just kind of, I guess, maybe a side issue, that I really have with that. The more interesting one is something you guys have brought up quite a bit, and actually Daryl did a great job of, you know, succinctly kind of describing and bringing these points up, is that pegging to the dollar, I know everybody keeps bringing that one up, but that's really important, I think, to talk about. Because, and I'll read it right here from the white paper itself. It is our belief that these rules will give market participants confidence that they are unlikely to lose money by holding SMD, which I think is Steem dollars, purchased at a price of $1. We fully expect there to be a narrow trading range between 99 cents and a dollar and a penny for Steem dollars under most market conditions. So, like, right in there, they're saying we got to have this kind of this control. And then earlier on in the
apparently
white paper,
that hasn't held true. I believe someone said it's trading at like 80 cents or something like that.
Right, right. And so, but what they're, you know, I think what the Steem developers, and I might be misrepresenting them, this is a lot of guesswork here because of its complexity, is that, you know, we need people to be confident in what they're investing in.
Does that defeat the purpose of a cryptocurrency?
I think, well, I've had this, I mean, I love Bitcoin. I've had this problem with Bitcoin, though, forever. It's like, it should be, you know, a car should be worth 2 Bitcoins, not $2,000, right? You know, like
flipping flipping from dollars to Bitcoin is a real challenge, though. I mean, it requires ongoing price updates, basically, because of the volatility of the Bitcoin value. So
right.
It's hard.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the only way a store owner would be able to actually price things in Bitcoin is if they were constantly updating prices on the shelf. Now, it's possible to do that with technology today. I have seen.
Right. I've seen
LCD.
Somebody's selling some sort of like LCD screen tag to
right.
where it's
Wi-Fi
via
or Bluetooth
either
or
Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, and it shows conversion rates instantly.
Yep, that is possible, but obviously that would take quite a bit of investment for a store owner, mom and pop store owner, to you know put a bunch of LCD tags that are computer controlled into their store.
Well, right, but if you have
but we're getting there.
If you have faith in FRNs, why are you even in crypto? I mean, and that because it's crypto, that kind of everybody who has crypto isn't an anarcho-capitalist, obviously, but that kind of gears it towards anarchists, libertarians, people like that, which to me, because that's who uses crypto.
Well, sure, I would agree that, like, I get annoyed with Bitcoin, you know, people wanting to make it for grandma and all that. Mm. That kind of annoys me because, you know, grandma does just fine with PayPal. You know, like there is a lot more. There is the concept of sound money. There's the concept of finally owning something in your life mm-hmm. that wasn't issued by the government in some way or the other that comes with cryptocurrencies themselves. So I agree with you. I mean, I'm not the kind of guy that even wants a lot of this stuff.
Well, I don't if Bitcoin I went mainstream, I would be happy about that, but that kind of messes up the social network aspect of it, because if I have a social network, to me, if it's all people who are already anarchists, that kind of, I mean, I'm not on Facebook necessarily to talk to other anarchists, although that is nice, but like, if what I'm writing and you're paying people to write, to me that's going to give you a bunch of producers and nobody consuming anything.
Sure. Well, you raise a couple of really great points there, I think. One is that, you know, any social media platform's problem is that eventually the pros move in. And the pros are the people that are really good at video editing or doing this, you know, like they use Facebook Live or whatever. And they pretty much take over any actual engagement, which, again, the point of Steemit is to make money, right? Or at least that's kind of what the gist I'm getting here. You know, once the pros move in, the average person who got lured into this isn't going to be making any money at all. And
so, like,
in fact, if anything, if they invest in it, they've lost their steam power for 2 years, however that works out.
Like, but right now, the top story is the Pirate Party founder has shown up on Steemit, and he's racked up $13,000, supposedly, worth of Steam for his introduction post. So that's one of the big players that you're talking about here.
Sure, right. I mean, I think a lot of libertarians and anarcho-capitalists, whatever, ANCAPs, you know, they want to get in this because they think it's going to make them some money. And the best way I could define the whole thing really is a quick get-rich-quick scheme. But none of those people, and in all due respect to them, none of them are going to mean anything if PewDiePie comes on to Steemit. they become meaningless. You
PewDiePie,
know?
Like, for those that don't know, I gotta point out, yeah, not everybody knows who this guy is. He is like the number one YouTube channel, apparently.
But they had a South Park episode on.
He's an annoying guy that plays video games, and he records himself playing video games, and the kids love him.
Yep. For some reason.
Apparently so. It's a big thing, too.
Right. It's like he's Swedish or something.
I want to get some calls in here, Brian. Hang on. Let's get to, or stay with us here. Let's talk to Marvin. He's in Los Angeles. Marvin, you're on with Brian Sovereign on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Wow. You guys got so many stuff. You got some stuff right, but you guys got so much stuff wrong.
Pick one thing, because we don't have time to get into a bunch.
I do a quick couple. First thing, the peg. Dollar peg, the whole point of the Steam dollar is it's not a peg, like in the sense where you got somebody backing it up. It's a free market thing. Think of it as like a top. The more volume Steam gets into the system, the more stable the peg is. Right now, it's small. It's like throwing a rock in the river. Any little change in the market value is going to make that dollar fluctuation move hard. But as Steemit gets larger and larger, those variations get smaller and smaller, and then soon it trickles down to a dollar. So that's the whole thing with the...
Right, but the reason that has to be controlled dollar is because if suddenly your dollar that you invested into Steem dollars goes down, then it does seem to be a scam because you're losing money on the whole thing.
Or at least it's not a profitable venture.
But you don't have to hold the Steem dollars. That's the thing. You can convert out of the Steem dollars.
In theory.
I'm working on it, Daryl, and other people have said they've done it, who we kind of know. Marvin, I wish we had more time, man, but call us another time. I appreciate that. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. If you've got a question for Brian Sovereign or some thoughts you want to share on the Steam concept, S-T-E-E-M, steam.io is the main website. There's also steamit.com, which is sort of the social blogging site. It's a cryptocurrency rolled into one with a social media blogging platform. The idea is that people could share their blogs and possibly get paid from them, whereas right now, if you blog, you generally don't get paid at all. Some people have claimed they have actually cashed out. Daryl, you are skeptical of those claims, so I am attempting to cash out.
I'm not skeptical that people have cashed out. I'm skeptical that everyone will be able to cash out.
Well, not everyone.
There's a difference.
Right, not everyone will be able to. You have to, when you get into the system, they give you $10 worth of the Steam power, supposedly, for free. So you have to hit $100 worth in order to be able to even cash out, as I understand it. So that would require some level of serious participation in the site. We're back with Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech. He's got a lot of critiques. He put out a podcast about this. Sovereign Tech, of course, a great tech podcast with a liberty flair to it, a pretty consistent liberty viewpoint. Welcome back to Free Talk Live, and thanks for sticking with us for the whole hour so far here.
Yeah, absolutely, and no problem.
Do you want to weigh in any further on the last caller? I don't know. It was really kind of, it was a little bit hard to follow what he was saying, but he didn't seem
to. I mean, in the white paper, it actually describes that really there's three ways to kind of keep that peg, you know, from being a wild fluctuation.
And it is important. The dollar peg.
Yeah, the dollar peg with that. And I mean, and understand too, I haven't even gotten into this, but like Dan Larimer, the creator of this, it's Dan Larimer and Ned Scott. I don't know much about Ned Scott, and he might be the wild card here. Dan Larimer is generally a very nice guy, but he has been trying the same, and in fact, a lot of it is the same idea. And in fact, if you look up critiques for BitShares, you'll find a lot of those critiques over the years can easily apply to exactly, because it's the same kind of economic, I think, in my opinion, confusion that's in play with Steemit. So, but he right in the white paper, it says that you either need to restrict capital movement, have an unstable exchange rate with the dollar, or have limited control over the interest rate. So, I mean, you know, that just it just rubs me so wrong as far as being control. It's just control, 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 and you know, who exactly is at the top of that ladder that's really calling a lot of that, or worse, or not worse, I should say. But if the idea is that here's where it becomes a problem, because if the idea is that you let the people, you know, like the feed producers, kind of, they're entrusted with figuring out how exactly what, you know, what the exchange rate is, or, you know, how well it's pegged and all that. I don't, my knowledge of markets says that there's no way you're going to have some kind of equilibrium. It's just going to be wild fluctuations all the time, and you're not going to get that 99 cent or, you know, that penny variance that supposedly Steem dollar would have with U.S. dollars.
Yeah, I mean, as a cryptocurrency fan, the Steem dollars are the least attractive part of this entire concept. I like the idea of people being able to get paid to do blog posting that are, you know, if your blog post is entertaining or popular,
absolutely,
or whatever, you actually get paid for it. I think that's a great concept. And so I don't intend to hold on to these Steem dollars. I want to cash it out if I absolutely can. And so I'm going to try to work on that and see how that goes. I want to bring Frank on the line here. He's in Colorado. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Brian Sovereign.
Well, thanks for having me, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Super. Go for it.
Doing great.
Excellent. I'm actually very happy with this Steemit platform. It's done something I've been expecting for a long time, for a blockchain technology to come along and do one thing really, really cool, and that is that it's a native currency built into its own system. In other words, well, I'll just make it real simple. I'm looking at Steemit right now, and I see one thing missing that I absolutely love, and that's no ads. And I sat through about three of your ads, no offense, but I sat through three of your ads before I got on the show here. And ads just drive me crazy. I don't see why we need them now that we've got cryptocurrencies that are showing essentially us peasants what we could be doing with our own technology. Everybody wants to compare and peg this to the dollar, but people need to really figure out where dollars come from. I don't know if any of your listeners that are negating any of this stuff really understand where dollars actually come from and how they come into existence. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, the Federal Reserve just prints them out.
Yeah. So what is a dollar worth?
Whatever
you pay for it.
A dollar is worth whatever the federal government says a dollar is worth.
Well, it's
backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government and
the
weaponry of the U.S. military.
Whenever I go to the bank and I see that sign, I kind of want to ask them what else you got, because, like, full faith and credit of the United States federal government, like,
doesn't turn you on, yeah.
It's on us. I mean, basically, it's my blood, your blood, the children's blood that have yet to come into the world. We're $20 trillion in debt. This thing isn't going to go much longer. Steemit locked in its own economy by saying that we'll keep this blockchain going. By the way, you know these Steemit posts are stored on a blockchain, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know that these are uncensorable posts, correct?
Well, Brian suggested that.
I mean,
go ahead, Brian.
Well, I was going to say to a degree, because, you know, if the developers decide to do a hard fork and if everybody involved, you know, decides to go with that, which, by the way, Dan Larimer, the creator of this, I actually worked for him for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for BitShares. I was going to do marketing, and I walked away. You know, I just said, look, I'm not a fit for this. But the reason I did it is because, like, he changed his story over what BitShares was supposed to be so many times. I mean, like, and BitShares throughout its history changed multiple times. Now, I don't know if he just has a bunch of, you know, people underneath him that say, well, that just, you know, miners or whatever. Usually he goes to proof of stake and he just says, hey, no, I agree with you. And they just go with, you know, within that direction.
Let me ask you.
I didn't agree that this is immutable, because ProtoShares, like, it's shown in BitShares' own history, in the developer's own history, that things can and will change.
Well, let me ask you, what if we just gave them the power to just put the full faith and credit of the United States behind? And you see what I mean? Like, we're now in anarchy, okay? There are no rules in anarchy.
The good news is, even though what Brian's saying is true, that there could be a hard fork, they could, you know, if somebody posts something that's really bad for whatever reason, they want to hard fork the technology and go back in time and get rid of that, they could do that, but it's probably a lot safer than Facebook. As far as Facebook and their tendency to censor things, you know, you want to get censored and banned from Facebook, post a picture of a topless lady, you know what I mean?
Oh, half,
Absolutely. I'm on board with that. You know, but this is my problem here is that if, you know, like it's libertarians and anarchists kind of talking about this, and I'm thinking they're wanting to use this either A, just to get rich quick, or B, maybe they think somehow this is going to bring some degree of freedom. If this is going to bring some degree of freedom, let's be clear, this isn't that much better than anything else out there. It's really not. In fact, Ryan X. Charles, who's a great guy, he's developing kind of a competitor. It's called Yours.network. But he pitched this whole idea to Reddit, and he worked for Reddit years ago. So this isn't even a new idea. Reddit was going to
call Reddit. There'll be several other variations. You know, I'm looking at Scenario right now as a Facebook killer that'll come out next month. And you'll probably see this is what we're getting down to. Why do all of these different Reddits and Facebooks and all these other, they're all talking about dollars? The dollars are broken. The dollars are going away. And it's all panic and heterarchy right now. You got to find something you can tie to. And this Steemit now, the value of it is in this blockchain that is storing unalterable, uncensorable posts in perpetuity as long as people agree to it. So you have an ecosystem.
Right, but for people to agree to it, I think it needs to be a whole hell of a lot complex or less
complex. So that's one of the complaints Paul Pui posted from Airbits. He just signed up and posted his first post over on Steemit.com, and he does acknowledge here that one of his concerns is the complexity of this. It's going to be very hard for non-technical people to really get excited about or figure out. But you know, this could be growing pains, and maybe they will survive the growing pains and come out on top, or maybe it will all come crashing down and, you know, something better will arise that was maybe inspired by this, but a little bit more easy to understand, not pegged to the dollar, etc.
To continue the argument that it's worthless because it's not, you know, it doesn't have any value or it's just kind of a Ponzi scheme, it's like flip that back on the dollar. I mean, that's exactly what we're trying to escape.
See, I don't know if anyone has said it's worthless on this show. I think there is value here, and the value is in the social blogging aspect of this, in that people are, you know, because just on its own, the cryptocurrency doesn't necessarily have value. But because people have the desire to be, you know, the whales in this system, they want to be influential, they want their vote to matter, they want to be seen, they want to have their, you know, their post seen, that will likely drive interest in the purchasing of these Steem currency. Whether that's going to be enough to keep it alive or whatever, I don't know, but we're too short on time to dig any further into this. Frank in Colorado, thanks for the call tonight.
I've got a quick question for Brian. Yes or
Real
no,
fast.
Do you agree with my prediction that Steemit will be gone in 2 years?
Yeah, I think there will be – people are going to make money right now, but inside of perhaps even just 6 months, it's going to – they're not going to get another investor around, especially if an investor with any rational mind looks at the people that are posting on there. I don't want to name names, but
– Brian, you know, just, how does somebody find Sovereign Tech? What's the best way?
The easy website is zog.ninja. You can find everything I do. Sovereign Tech, Sex and Science Hour, all of it.
Perfect. Zog, zog.ninja for more of Brian Sovereign. And we will see you, hopefully in the near future, Brian, whenever that
Thank
is.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. And we'll see you online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Check out Daryl at libertylobby.xyz. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.